All right, then I'll call the BOE meeting to order here. First thing of order of business is the March 11th meeting minutes, which includes the personal property policy. If you remember last time, we finalized the policy, but we did not vote on it. And so I just, in talking to Cindy and Donna, it'd be best that we go ahead and vote on the policy also, which is included in the minutes. So, do I have a motion?
I will just tell you that in Dave's email to me this morning saying he wasn't going to be here today, that he apologized he wasn't going to be able to be here, but that he did review this policy and he's in agreement.
Excellent. It looks like what we...
It's what I recall, but I don't recall very much.
What were we at?
He's looking for a second. Is that right?
No, he hasn't made a motion yet. Oh. You want a motion to approve the minutes? I move that we accept the meeting minutes of March 11th, including the new personal property policy.
I'll second it.
Second by Danny. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
No opposed. Motion passes. All right. We... next order of business is to extend the appeal deadline for summer BOE to the second Monday of July.
Yeah, and the reason for that is I've had some calls already asking what the appeal deadline is, and it's not real clear when you go on the State Tax Commission website, so I talked to them, and they said that it is in the statutes that the appeal deadline is the third Monday in June. But that evidently that was supposed to, they didn't change first class counties, and they should have.
That's right. They actually had the legislation, but it didn't pass.
Okay.
The first class counties didn't get adjusted, so they recommend that we meet each year.
To move it to the second Monday.
Second Monday of July is what they say, that, and that statute is on, it's 137.385 that we can extend the deadline.
So you can't extend, and the statute didn't extend it, so it takes an action of the BOE to extend it to where the legislature meant to extend it.
You got it.
And
classic cases.
It's the same thing that they recommended last year, that we go to that day.
Legislators need to just finish it.
And
well,
Cindy, as
a common voter sitting there thinking, is this kind of discussion taking... this kind of stuff I've been sitting through these BOE meetings has accumulated like 3 or 4 hours,
uh-huh.
5 or 6 or 8 or 10 people's time. Is this kind of discussion happening in 114 different damn counties?
Yeah,
yeah. Probably.
State,
yeah.
Because the legislature has this screwed up.
Yeah, we don't need any more new laws. We just need the ones they have. Just
fix them.
Fix what we got. So anyway.
It gets attached to something they don't want, and then
yeah,
it's just crazy.
And it all stays boobered up for a while.
Yeah.
Any motion?
So moved.
So moved by Kelly Trimble. Any second?
Second.
Second by Chuck Bennell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Our new extended deadline is the second Monday of July. Summer BOE. We're going to have a summer BOE schedule.
You've got a copy of an application Cindy made for you.
Uh-huh.
And we have on the bottom right of it, we have days and times if they have a particular schedule. And if they'll give us that, we'll try and schedule them. We can't always do it. But if we know what your schedule is going to be, then we'll limit it to either Mondays and Wednesdays or Tuesdays and Thursdays, whatever you want it. And then we want to focus on all mornings, however you want it. That's how we'll build the application.
I'll start the discussion. I'd like to see it on Wednesdays primarily, then trickle over to Fridays starting at 10 in the morning. That gives us time as a commission to work on our Wednesdays. We're here anyway. Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't have orders of business. Mondays is always crazy.
Right.
And then we can always fall back to Thursdays if we wanted to, but I don't anticipate it being as full as what was last summer, but I'd like to start with a Wednesday and then trickle over to Friday. I don't think we'll need but one day a week, but that's just me. But starting at 10 so that the commission can still conduct business.
It's an even numbered year, so we shouldn't have
much.
So you want us to fill up a day, or do you want us to go? And I know, I'm sorry. Do you want us to fill up a particular day, or do you want us to try and go till noon and then carry it over to the next day or the next
week? I'd like to fill up the whole day. I mean, this is discussion here, so gentlemen.
I'd suggest that we ask Kelly, because he's the one guy
that's true.
Is going
to... Yeah, you guys are here regardless,
right.
It sounds like. The only concern I have for scheduling this month, I'm getting out of my AI duties and my NSA stuff, and so I don't know what my schedule is going to be like this summer, except I do have an expert witness thing in a court case. It's going to be a two-day testimony thing that I don't know when it is, and I can't move it when the judge says
right.
It. I was going to ask, how tragic is it if I miss a BOE meeting because of that thing?
It's not. I mean, we obviously want to... As long as we have a quorum, we're fine. If we're not, we'll know ahead of time, and then we can reschedule if we had a... You know, that's happened before.
The chances are about 2 in 90 that we'll hit, the judge will hit the days that you're...
That I'm here? Yeah. Well, just looking at the way everything else gets scheduled this year, it's... I just know.
It could happen.
Well, it's like social meetings. It's like I've got like 5 different organizations I belong to, and they all want to do their meetings the last Thursday night of the month.
Right.
And it's like all but one of them, I think. So...
So are you?
So I'm sitting here thinking, this is going to. He's saying Wednesday. I'm thinking, and over. This is on the other end of the state, and I'm thinking, when do they do their court day? Is it Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday or what? And who knows? So, but I was just going to say, other than that, I've got a completely open summer.
Okay.
I have no idea what's likely to come up.
So. If we can work around what you have on your court thing, I think we ought to try to work around that.
I think we can.
Yeah. And I would know probably 3 weeks to a month before it.
Okay.
Well, if we have 30 appointments set up on a particular day, it might be easier said than done.
I am probably going to know 3 weeks to a month beforehand.
Okay.
Probably.
If you know that it would land on whatever day we choose to meet, then let me know.
Okay. All right.
So we good with Wednesday as a primary day since we're here anyway?
Fine with me.
Danny, you're fine?
Yep.
Wednesday carrying into Thursday and Friday.
No, Wednesday, and then if whatever, we're going to try to fill up every Wednesday during the summer BOE, and then when all the Wednesdays are full, we'll start with the Fridays.
I see. So with that, so should I plan on killing an entire Wednesday every week for...
Yeah, when yeah.
Yeah.
In the month of July.
8 to 10.
And that's it.
It'd be 10, 10 o'clock.
10 to
5.
10 to 5. Okay.
That gives time at the end of the day to make decisions, on those that you heard earlier in the day. As far as I know,
my summer's open. I think that's not a problem.
So Wednesday starting at 10 o'clock, and to fill up every Wednesday before you go to a Friday.
So do we want to stop appointments then at 4 o'clock, so you've got an hour left to decide on anything?
I would like that. So 10 to 4, make sure you give us an hour break and lunch.
I'd rather carry it clear up till 1 o'clock at night.
And last year, at the very beginning of summer BOE, we had too much space in between, and we got to the point we were doing every 15-minute appointments. That clicked along okay for you guys?
Yep.
Okay. And I'll check with Dave.
We've done for years.
At the beginning, I think we had a little... spaced a little more than that, but and
there
was some dead spot.
And if obviously when you got one person representing more than one parcel, that counts as the 15-minute block versus so all that. But that sounds good. So Wednesdays and Fridays starting at 10 o'clock, going to 4, and then gives us an hour to recap at the end of the day with an hour lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We now are moving on to the review of the real estate abatements. See the attached. Miss Cindy, you want to start? Or does James want to start?
Yeah. Real estate abatement 20110063 is a billboard that had disappeared in 08. And we're just asking that the 09 delinquent tax be removed from the books. It's $10.51. And there was some recollection of that gentleman had come in and said the billboard was gone, and through clerical, it didn't get removed.
Motion to do so.
Motion by Danny. Do I have a second?
Second by Chuck. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
Question.
Yes?
Is that already covered by our new policy as being governmental error?
It's a refund.
It's a refund.
This was unpaid bill, so it wasn't a refund.
You're right. I'm sorry.
You have a policy on real estate, not just personal?
Yeah, but that real estate was left that it would come before the DOE, which is why.
I'm sorry. I just read that saying that they didn't need our vote. So.
Okay. Next, James.
2010074 is a owned by City of Forsyth. We've got attachment of the deed. They bought it in 09. Governmental entities are exempt the year they purchase. I would ask that you remove that.
And there would be no debate if they came in. It's clearly a clerical error by the.
Okay. Kelly has a motion to approve the abatement. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny Strahan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Aye. Motion carries. James?
We have one here.
Is it 86 last number? What's the?
Yeah, 20110086. And I thought this went through summer BOE. Everybody else thought it went through summer BOE. Sun Security Bank owns some lots up in big subdivision up 248. And Kenny and Roger Todd went out and said there was no house there, just land. And we got a call on it whenever Sheila's preparing the collector sale. And it had not been removed, and I don't know why. But this should have been removed. The house should have been removed.
Did it go through summer BOE?
Well, I sent Roger and Kenny out there, and I don't know why it hadn't changed. But there's no house on this lot.
If it had gone through summer BOE, we would have had a number for it, and we would have had to have done something to it, so it wasn't.
So the abatement's removing a house that doesn't exist.
Right, and the reason I know that we talked about it and looked at it and didn't get it done, basically, is that what they call when they got their increase notice of that house being there, and which would have been last May, April, May.
They called in, and you said that you were correcting it for them, so that would be an error on your part or your office's part if it didn't get on there.
Correct.
So do I have a motion? Motion by Kelly. Do I have a second?
I got a question when you get through with your second.
Who has
second
it? Chuck seconds and discussion. Go ahead, Chuck.
I looked at that just a minute, James, and it appeared that everything was land there.
Right.
But you're saying you're removing a residence.
Yeah, but if you look at the tax bill itself, it's reflective of a house being on it.
Okay, so what's the value of?
You're saying you guys removed it in the assessor's office, but when it got transmitted to the collector's office, it still showed up.
The value stayed on there under real estate, raw real estate.
Right.
Obviously, the real estate's not worth that. It would only be if there were a house on it. The house is removed, but the value of the house is still on there.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean.
What's the value of the lot?
$70,000.
And that's?
That's what we're reducing it down to. We're not taking it to zero. We're so just taking the structure.
That's the $13,000 or something.
Is this a brand?
The land was less. Way less.
Is it?
Structure was
Emory Creek. Emory Creek.
I'm trying to think.
$70,000 lot in Emory Creek.
A whole bunch of them.
Oh, a whole collection.
No, they're that much.
They're not a whole collection of lots, but there's a whole bunch that are worth $70,000. That's what he's saying.
With this house has appeared on this. This could have been stamped duplicate, but we don't know which house that got put on this wrong parcel. But the house, the houses were put on for some reason. This one acquired a house and it wasn't there, but the house that was in reference is on another lot and has been paid.
Okay,
James. What about the value of the lot? Is $70,000. Is that what we valued all those other lots after the summer BOE?
Yes. All the lots along this neighborhood is $70,000. Now, if you change streets, it might not be $70,000 where there isn't as many houses built.
But after the summer BOE, the 50% reduction,
so
those lots are $70,000.
There's only a reduction if there was an increase from the prior year.
That's what I'm asking.
This is one of those that actually got reduced because of new construction.
Oh, well, I was going to say, that neighborhood, I thought, well, I shouldn't say because I don't remember for certain, but I think we went through and manually changed all those.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the 50% reduction, but all those that were owned by that bank, we went in and changed all those.
Yeah, they owned a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's just one that slipped through the cracks.
But basically what you're saying is it's a clerical error. The value of the house was added into the value of the land, and it shouldn't have been.
That's correct.
So it was a house that exists, but it's on some other parcel.
It's somewhere and been paid.
Okay.
Any more discussion?
I was wondering if we had some phantom house out there.
That's
all right.
What the bank said.
He's looking for it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. James, you may go to the number 95.
0110095, owned by City of Hollister. No, it doesn't make any difference what we do. We need to take it to zero.
Motion.
Motion by Danny.
Second.
Second by Kelly. All those.
That is for tax year 2008.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh.
Why does it say 2008? Oh, I see.
Because it was deeded in 07, and how this one bill got laid out that long.
When doesn't make any difference to it's Hollister, does it?
Why wouldn't they have gotten it to us before now? Did they pay their 08 taxes or their 09 taxes?
You're going to be just as confused when we go on with this meeting.
Well, this
you can't make them pay it. It's a,
no,
it's
I know
a
that.
Community.
That's what I mean. This doesn't make any difference.
It's deeded back in 07, and why it didn't get through our quarries and all that stuff, I have not a clue.
Do you know what is this that we're talking about?
It's just a
piece of ground, right?
Yeah. Just a vacant lot.
Would this be a mapping error of some sort?
We could call it that. This is where the City of Hollister buys lots,
yeah,
builds houses on them, and gets into the real estate market. And they've done it. They built a whole bunch up there behind Evergreen.
Yeah.
And I really didn't care when it happened, but I'm just the assessor.
Okay.
We had the motion and the second.
Right. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. James?
This is strictly a res, does not exist on this parcel.
On 0097?
Yes. 0097. So and my men just totally bloated.
What did they, what did you end up with? Just the property then?
Just the land only.
Okay, now that's.
And the only reason the guy come in, his taxes was delinquent, and he had received a delinquent notice. And he said, why is my taxes so high on a vacant piece of ag land we've had for 70 years?
Okay.
So wasn't
my
it,
guys blew it. They put a house on there and shouldn't have been on there.
It wasn't a clerical error then. He had never come in prior to that to complain.
No.
And the value was that way last year, and he waited until after his taxes were due, and then he came in and said he was being overtaxed.
And he was correct.
Well,
so is.
But now, Bob, you've made a statement there that I don't fully understand. You said it wasn't a clerical error. I'd say if we put a house on the wrong parcel, that's definitely a clerical error.
Well, I guess what Bob's saying is, why didn't he come during the summer BOE to appeal a house being on a vacant lot?
Right.
I think that's what he's saying, because it was a clerical error last year. This year, it's delinquent taxes.
It was an error made in the past, it sounds like.
Right.
But if you want to, try to make the gentleman pay on a house that wasn't there and sell his property, I won't be here to testify for you.
I'll entertain any type of motion.
So, I'll make a motion to approve, but I got a question.
Sure. Second by Kelly. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. So, have you verified that his house that he's living in has been paid for?
Yes, everything's.
Okay. So, this house that was put, I'm just asking this to learn all this stuff. The house that you put on this property, is it a house that exists that really should be on some other property?
Yes, but the tax bill has been paid on the vacant land.
So we
it's a family name, and my guys absolutely messed it up.
We've missed taxes on that structure.
Right, but it is one of the houses in question of was it fully complete at the end of the year type thing. And there's several questions goes along. We'll get it as new construction this year. It was new construction last year.
And how's this different from all the other cases of people coming in? And
I don't know, sir. If you want to take it and prosecute it, go for it.
Okay, so I guess we don't have any rules. Okay.
I know what Bob is saying.
I'm of the position, I'm not really sure I care what the rules are. This guy can ask to pay taxes on something that he doesn't own, and it's inappropriate, and
it's definitely
needs to be fixed at some level.
It's just my job to make sure you follow the law, and if you don't follow the law to do what you think is right, then I guess you don't have to follow any laws if you don't think they're right.
I think if we're not going to follow the law, we need to be aware that we're not following the law or something.
Well, here's how it happened. The numbering system was 0.006, 0.005, same last name. Somebody got on the wrong parcel and entered the house as a clerical error on the wrong parcel.
Yeah, it happened. I know how that happened.
So you're saying it's a clerical error, and that's what BOE does, right, Bob?
But it was clerical error last summer. Is that correct?
Well, we could drop the definitions from the cases of clerical error, and I don't think this fits in it. But you know, that's up to you guys. So.
All right. Aye. Motion and second.
Just an aside on what he's saying, I think you're right. It's a valuation error, not a clerical error. But regardless, we're overtaxing the guy. We need to fix it. It needs to be fixed at some level, and I say let's fix it here.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 4-0. Moving on.
20110099 is a double assessed carport. The carport was assessed on 32-115.
James, we have also have 98. Is that where we're fixing something there? It's the same entity.
Yes.
So what do we...
I see. You put the carport on two parcels.
Did you take it off one and put it on the other, or what did you
do? No, this here is actually a double whammy. It's the same thing.
I mean, it's the same property that has two different numbers. The guy's getting billed twice.
This is just a duplicate court order.
Is it a double assessment is what it is?
Yeah, it's a double assessment, but we're taking it off of...
Is it two different years, James?
Let me look. 08 and 09.
Yeah.
All right, so it's the same issue, two different years. Okay. Yeah.
So it's just taking a carport off, is that what you said?
Yeah, it's been double taxed. It's on 32-115 instead of this number here.
If you guys make a motion, make it for both. Kelly moves for both of them, 98 and 99 abatement. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Chuck.
Question.
Question.
Bob, would you make the same argument that you were making a minute ago on the 08 one here?
Certainly it should have been brought up in 08 and not wait till 2010, but I think what James is saying is that we've already receive the money for the carport in question, that it actually fits within the category of double assessment. So I might not make the same argument here, but certainly he should come in 08, and he should come in 09, and shouldn't wait till 2010.
And the problem is it's such a minute amount of money the man probably didn't even know at the time when he was paying his taxes. It's just $450 assessed, and to declare... So the wrong carport. He didn't get an increase notice.
Right.
So he was never noticed up that it had increased.
So we're going through all this for a $25 abatement.
Yes. But Chuck, Commissioner Pennell, I would argue that we should be taking these things up in the prior year, and that after the taxes are either paid or due, we shouldn't be messing with them.
I don't think that OWAIT has been paid, has it?
Or due. Or due.
Double assessed, carport on. One of them is unpaid. 08's unpaid.
09 is already paid?
Was paid.
So there'd be a refund of...
No.
Okay. I don't understand that. Are we doing 08 and 09?
Yes.
That's my motion.
So there'd be a refund for 08. I mean 09.
One of them have been paid.
It has a tax bill attached.
Well, basically, then we do the 08, and then we don't know what we're going to do on real estate refunds. That's what it appears. He paid 09s.
He did.
It's not, 08's attached as unpaid.
No, it was a collector error then, because you're not supposed to pay the 2009, you're supposed to pay 2008 first.
Yeah, we don't want to go there.
What do you suggest, James?
I suggest you abate 08.
Which is the abatement 0098, is that correct?
Right, and then I will check on the 09 paid taxes.
So
I'm sorry for not having.
The assessor is recommending we.
So, you want to table or withdraw the motion?
Just modify your motion.
To just
abate 0098. Kelly is.
Wait, just a second.
Whoa!
They're both unpaid. Abate them both.
Okay, so the current motion is and second is current and is accurate.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 4-0.
Then we do have some cleanup here, if I can do it real quickly.
If you can do it real quickly.
Okay. In 08, the city of Hollister had a piece of property. Why it's still on the tax book, why it cleared all the queries, I do not know. Parcel number 17-2.0-09-002-010-002.001. Now owned by the city, uncollectible.
It's Hollister.
That one. That's 0095.
That was Hollister you just read off. That's the same.
We did one for Hollister up above.
Yeah, but that parcel number is the same parcel number.
That's the same parcel
okay.
number.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
So it's not.
Is in my want to do part.
Okay.
Then I got 3 from the city of Branson. 3 years owned by a tax sale partners. The collectors brought this down. This is actually MPI. Whenever he was recommended here by me and some other people that if you don't want it, deed it to the city type thing,
mm-hmm.
and he did.
Okay.
So it's uncollectible, deeded to the city in 09. We've got 3 past due tax bills.
Well, did the city accept it? Isn't there a statute that says that, he doesn't want it anyway, so it'd be sold at tax sale. But
it'll still really, end up by the city.
Is it really the city, since there was a statute passed that they have to accept the conveyance? Did they accept the conveyance?
Well, I don't know. We don't get that from the recorder's office.
Well, now I have this. If I understand what's going on, there was taxes due
on a piece of property. Yeah,
on a property. They conveyed the property to a public entity to try to alleviate themselves of a tax bill that was due on property.
That they didn't want.
They didn't want.
Well, the taxes become due, the tax bill, as I understand it, attaches to the person, not necessarily to the property, but is secured by the property. So they still owe the taxes regardless of whether they own the property.
No. There's no way to collect it except against the property.
You can't pursue a taxing entity.
So it's a question of, do we really want to do a tax sale against property ostensibly owned by
Branson? And Bob's brought up a real good question.
Arguably.
So we just got to see if Branson takes it, though.
Sounds like we have standing to do a tax sale if we wanted to.
We do, and the city of Branson would, I suppose they could come in and say, we approve the conveyance, but would that make it theirs that year or now? But do we really, I mean, if the developer didn't want it, obviously.
That's evidence that it's overvalued,
right?
I think.
Or not worth.
It's not worth what the assessment is.
It's not really going to bring much at tax sale, I would think. I'm making assumptions here because otherwise you wouldn't get rid of something that's worth something.
So we just need to see if the city of Branson has taken it.
They won't take it.
They're what?
They won't take it.
Do we need to go ahead and just, who do we need to?
I just wanted to bring it because it's at the city of Branson. Sheila's with the responsibility of sending it to the tax sale.
The whole reason for some of that, they made it at one point here recently that the governmental entity, has to sign off on receiving it because, I mean, if you have some brownfield or environmental problem, just sign it over to the governmental entity.
This is a cesspool.
Okay.
Excuse me, James, since no abatement has been written for those, for the record, we really need to know the parcel numbers that we're dealing
with.
Well,
I'm just seeing an opinion. I'm not writing it if their opinion is what I'm thinking it's.
Well, it sounds like the next step, the first step really, is to see if the city of Branson is going to take the parcel. So we just need to find out how we're going to go through that process. Who would that, Bob, who would, is I mean, that would, the deed?
Would contact the, get the copy of the deed, contact the city, and see if they ever.
Is that something you want to take on? Or do you want to give it to Bob Dixon?
Well, it's not Bob Dixon's job, but I mean, it's easy enough to pull the deeds on the 3 pieces of property.
They're right there.
Okay, and there's no acceptance of the conveyance by the city. Someone might call the city and just ask them if they're interested in having these lots.
We're going to give it to you.
Well,
Thank you. Okay.
Once you have that answer, then give it back to James, and James can either write the abatement or bring it back forward. How's that?
Because if it's not owned by the city, it's subject to a tax sale technically.
Right.
But who's going to buy it? If it is a cesspool, as he said, I mean, who's going to buy it?
Pictures there. It's a cesspool and a lift station.
I mean, is that right, guys? I mean, do you want Bob to do it or do you want Cindy to do it? What do you think?
My first thought was Bob's got a lot of work he hadn't got done. We're giving him something else to do.
Well, I think it would probably depend on what department of the city can make use of the property. It may be something that they can do with their board alderman, even.
It's sold at a tax sale, and the people that bought it at the tax sale, which is tax property, tax sale properties, did not pay the taxes for 2 years. So it would be subject for another tax sale, but for 2009, our records that came, and so say City of Branson, so it's got a deed and it was deeded to the City of Branson
by MPI or by these tax sale people.
Tax sale property.
Tim, when they looked at the deed in the assessor's office, they had to see it to agree that this it is now titled in the name City of Branson. So the City of Branson. It would have had to have been done by MP, who at Mazzara Partners would have had to have deeded it.
But let's clear this up. It was originally owned by MPI.
Yes, sir.
MPI did not pay taxes, went to tax sale. Tax sale, whatchamacallit?
Did not pay taxes.
Well, they bought it at the tax sale.
But they didn't pay the taxes.
But they didn't pay the taxes.
So it's going to go back on the sale.
And then it was deeded by MPI to City of Branson?
They would have had to have. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
And the chain would have had to have been on the deed, or the or Tim would not have changed it. It would have had to have followed chain and said the deed would have had to have said from Mazzara Partners to...
All I'm saying is it may not be a valid deed, just because
yeah,
Tim
that's,
saw
that's
it.
Yeah, that's I agree. Yeah, that may not be a valid deed.
Okay.
Okay, so we just got to have confirmation from the City of Branson that they're accepting the property, correct? Make it a valid deed.
Yes.
Okay.
She had,
you want us to do that?
Sure.
Please.
Bob is busy.
Thank you. We're going to assign that to... Cindy and Donna. James, anything else?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We have a gentleman that also was made aware that there was a bad address. Didn't go to him. I think Sheila had sent him a delinquent or something. He's claiming he didn't get the original bill and that it has the bad address on it. Sheila's office had corrected the address. So I'm going, well, we've made a bad mistake, 639-396. So I go back and pull the deeds to make sure that I, when I go to blaming somebody for doing something wrong, that I know what I'm talking about. And the title companies wrote the wrong address on the deed. So we took the wrong address from the deed that by statute were to follow what's on the deed.
Okay.
And he's claiming that he should be waived what? Freak Farm, the guy out in Freak Farm. Country Classic Homes, he owns two or three parcels. You guys corrected this and finally got it to him on his delinquent tax bill.
Why, was he not wanting penalties and interest? Or
right, right.
Oh, that
I think Cindy talked to this gentleman, told him we couldn't do anything already.
He must have talked to several offices because it's 409.
So he has to go to the commission, I believe, for this, correct? For a refund?
Actually, or taxes. Actually, it says or taxes. I know.
I
told him the deadline. Okay, so Cindy said he's... So what action are we supposed to do as a BOE?
Nothing. It's supposed to go to the county commission if he wants to just waive under that statute the penalties and interest, right?
I think he'll come on valuation once he gets that done. But right there is a copy of the deed. The wrong address is on there, and he signed that that was his address. When
that's too late for valuation, and we can only deal with clerical errors right now.
But I just wanted to bring it to get you guys. We deal with this type of stuff.
So we would say direct him to the county commission, correct?
Yeah, Bob? That needs to come to the county commission to waive penalties and fees.
Okay.
And then I have to bring this one forward. I just want to tell you what's happened. There was a condo in one of the landing projects that went into foreclosure a couple years ago. Nobody responded anywhere. The bank finally was made aware and got aware of it. Had an appraisal run. It's considerably less than we've got it valued at. And the bank picked up the old 08s but are not wanting to pick up the old nines, and it was the first time they were made aware of it is whenever it was about to go out of their hands, and they ran in and picked it up.
When was the bank made aware of the taxes?
They come in and paid, I believe, last month, or maybe this month.
So they had never received any notice?
No, they just found out they're losing it. They got the appraisal run, and it's dated a Rothman appraisal. They just had it done 325, so they were just made aware that they were going to lose their entire properties.
Where did the tax bill go for that property?
Went to these people that had been foreclosed on, and they just pitching it or didn't give it on.
I understand. The bank didn't come in to check what their taxes were?
Evidently not.
But they had a responsibility to do that?
I don't know.
When it goes to the tax sale, we do a search, and we just send letters out to all the lenders, and banks are calling them.
Okay. So what action do we need to do at this point?
I mean, it sounds like he's asking you to go back to last year and change the value of the property and the amount of the taxes for last year.
Well, we can't change valuation. Okay.
Not in BOE. That's what
I just brought it forward because, and like I said, I can see his request as being right, but he paid substantial penalty and interest from 08, and I mean huge. Almost doubled the tax bill. And he said, with that kind of investment in this property, is the appraisal has come in, like I say, $100,000 less than we had it on.
But when you're banking, if the owner of the property, you know that there's taxes on the property, and you know that you need to check on the taxes. I mean, that's just standard operating procedure for any bank, I would think.
Yeah. Well, the problem he's got, too, is by law and attorney's opinions, he can't do nothing with his intent. And he's going to have to pay this ridiculous above his appraisal intent also.
Well, if he didn't appeal in 09, he can't appeal in 10?
That's what the attorney's opinions are coming out.
But, James, you set the appraisal.
Huh?
You set the appraisal. Your office set the appraisal. So you must have thought it was worth that.
They permitted
back in January 109. That's a very bad law that people can't come in and change their... 2 years later in this driving economy as it is.
You're talking about Randy Turley's opinion to you that you're not to change values from 09 to 10, correct?
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, whenever they ordered me to change them in 10 and was right at that point of having the courts to order me to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's where I'm at on this appraisal. I told him I'd present it. I believe that the appraisal's right. It's by a reputable company. But I think the law has their hands tied.
I believe it. I mean, we were not supposed to touch valuations, so.
This one is, if they had an argument for value as of January 1, was that appraisal as of January 1, 2009, or is that sometime later?
Yeah, they backed it up.
Is it retrospective? It'll say retrospective.
On the front page.
No.
Nope. As of.
As of what?
325.
Of 10. Of 10, yeah.
So that's not really relevant to evaluation.
On January 1, 2009.
No. So.
And speaking as the appraiser here, we've seen a deterioration of values since the beginning of 2009 to now, particularly in Congress.
Right, and see where it gets in direct conflict with the Missouri Constitution.
Yeah, it sounds like
the opinions of the state tax commissions in direct conflict because it says in the Constitution of the state of Missouri you're to pay the value as of January 1, 2009.
Right.
Nope. January 1.
No, January 1, 2009.
Nope.
Back up. Say that.
Then
again.
You come in with statutes that sets 2 years, 4 year reassessment cycles. The Constitution itself says you're to pay as of January 1.
Of every year.
Of each year. So they can come in and argue that the value is...
That's the Constitution versus the statutes.
Yes.
We got conflicting again.
And it may go to 4 years. We're going to take a bill through, try to get it pushed through, and think it's going to fly for 4 years. So.
But that's not even an issue here where they didn't even come
in last year.
They didn't come in.
If they want to appeal for this year, then that constitutional issue becomes relevant.
I think they ought to use that appraisal to appeal for this year, but the value of last year was already set last year.
Yeah.
Mr.
Winter. All right, anything else? All right, our next BOE won't be until what, the summer then?
Yeah, we would not until...
July.
July.
have an issue.
First Monday of July is July 5th, which is a holiday, so...
It'd be the next one.
It'd be July 7th, which would be the first Wednesday of July.
Okay.
So that would be a full day working thing.
Right.
With real values, people complaining and all that.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, sir.
Sir.
I would request that we never set one of these on a Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Chuck and I both had to cancel a standard board meeting that we set on.
The BOEs?
Yes, we had to cancel our...
Or something.
Then let's just move them to 10. Is that right? 10 o'clock would be better for you guys?
Yeah, we both had to miss OK.
Let's just start making BOEs at 10 o'clock then.
That's what you said.
Except the 7th is a Wednesday, right? You're saying if it's not on Thursday.
No, this is the regular third Thursday that's knocked me and Chuck out.
The regular Thursday meeting.
Okay, so
we're going to move those to 10.
We're still having a regular Thursday meeting next month then?
No. We won't have any more meetings until July now.
Until the first Wednesday in July.
Well, it'll be the second because the first one's on the holiday.
The seventh.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Who's on first? Anything else?
I have something I was wanting. I don't know if I should do this in the middle of the meeting. Bob, the thing I discussed with you the other day, is that appropriate to talk to these guys about in this meeting, or do I need to talk to them about it at all? The Dan Ruta thing?
Basically, what he has a concern with is that if he gets hired on a certain case as an appraiser, is that a problem if it was a case that was prior to him coming on the board and has nothing to do with a case currently before the board? And I think it's probably not a problem because BOE's already passed on that decision before
right.
he was on the board, and he's not having anything to do with a current BOE situation. Now, if Ruta was back in front of the BOE, it may cause you a problem, but for... Last year, before you ever...
Something that I would be able to abstain from
if you had to.
From BOE.
I think you probably could, but certainly stuff that was from before you were on the BOE and is no longer before the BOE, I don't think you have a problem at all.
Right. Okay, well, I just wanted to get feeling on that before I even discussed it.
09 to 010.
Like
010
types. Much love, that's right. So. Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, right. Find out that it is in the city's name, are you going to approve the abatement?
See,
I just need to know so we don't have
the expense of advertising. I mean, it's a city entity. We most likely would approve the abatement. So, I mean, we'd have to vote on it, of course, but
when
most...
When advertise?
July. I just thought I heard you say you were not meeting.
We're not meeting.
So...
I would...
Well, Sheila, what if I got a letter from the city saying it was theirs? Could you hold it off of the list with that until we could bring it before BOE?
Most likely we would approve it because we've done other entities that way. Yeah, we have to. So,
yeah, we have to.
So. All right, BOE is adjourned until this summer.
What's this deal here with this in front of
you? What? That was a sample.
I just didn't want to
time. Okay.